Our Ikigai changes through different stages of our lives, and it's never too late to find yours. If you're listening to this and are willing to explore yours, take it from me, it will change your life.
Welcome to the Midlife Reinvention Podcast, a podcast helping women in career and life transitions achieve clarity on their next steps so they can transform uncertainty into an energizing next chapter. I'm your host, Kavita Ahuja, and the founder of It's My Time Now Coaching. If you're wondering what's next in your career or life, you are in the right place. Through solo and guest episodes, you'll gain practical tips, tools, and inspiration to help you uncover blocks, gain confidence, and be, do, and have what you want. I rediscovered myself after the age of 50, and I know you can too. It's my time now to help you do just that. I'm so excited you're here. Let's dive in.
Welcome, my friend, to another episode of the Midlife Reinvention Podcast. I hope you're doing great on this Monday. And today on this Monday motivation episode, I will be discussing how to find your ikigai or reason for being and why this is important. Before I begin, though, I want to bring you into kind of two different scenes, and I want you to imagine these two different scenarios. These two things actually happened to me, so I'd like to take you through them right now if I could. So the first occurred about 7 years ago, and it occurred on a Monday morning, similar to this Monday morning. And what happened is my alarm started beeping. And as at its usual time, as it always does, waking me up to get ready to go to work. I turned over, I slammed the snooze button, I turned over and went back to sleep. And this happened once, not only once, not twice, but it happened 5 times. Each time I dug myself deeper under the covers, kind of not just wanting to wake up, I just didn't want to face the world. You see, if I think about it though, it was not the act of waking up which was the problem. In fact, it was because I was just not excited about what I was waking up to. Then the realization hit me. I couldn't continue like this. Why was I feeling like this despite all the great things that are happening or I had around me? Was I crazy? Why didn't I want to face the world in its current state? I realized then that it was because I was not aligned with the current state of my world. I was not aligned with who I really was and what I wanted to do. I was going through the motions and leading an okay life. I had a job that was fine and comfortable and somewhat lucrative, but it didn't make me want to jump out of bed in the morning. I had to really rediscover my true reason for being. So fast forward 7 years to the second scenario. Here I was by myself, waking up on another Monday morning. This time, I could hear the birds chirping in the distance. I could hear the ocean waves and feel the warmth on my skin. I was at a wellness retreat in Thailand, and guess what? I didn't even need an alarm to wake up because I actually woke up a lot earlier than I had ever woken up, and earlier than in that previous scene. So I was excited for the day, what the day would bring, and feeling so happy for my current state. Of course, you might say, no kidding, Kavita, you were in Thailand in a wellness retreat. But my point in sharing this is, how did I get there? I got there because I went on a long journey of rediscovery. And this journey led me to discover who I really was and what I really wanted. And in short, that was my reason for being. And I gave myself permission to be there. I truthfully can have that feeling anywhere. And it can even be on a cold, dreary winter morning, a dark, dreary winter morning. It can be anywhere. It's about the energetic alignment with who you are. And that, my friend, can happen anywhere. And it can happen for you too. When you are aligned with who you are meant to be, that's where true happiness and fulfillment exists. So, how did I, and how can you, practically get into this alignment? It is really by finding your ikigai, or your reason for being. So what does this word ikigai really mean? What is that? I'm sure you might have heard of it, but maybe you're not quite familiar with what it is. So this concept originates from research conducted on residents of the Japanese village of Okinawa in Japan. This was one of the world's blue zones, and this is where the highest percentage of 100-year-olds reside. Residents of Okinawa practice the concept of ikigai. In Japanese culture, to find your ikigai is to find the meaning and purpose in life. And it is a combination of the Japanese words to ikuru, which means to live, and kai, meaning the realization of what one hopes for. And that can be understood again as a reason for being, or that which makes life worth living. So this concept has been extensively studied. And in fact, you may have seen a recent really excellent documentary called Live to 100, Secrets of the Blue Zone. Here, the author Dan Buettner travels to Okinawa to speak directly to the island's oldest residents. And he digs deeply into this philosophy. It's a great watch. I must recommend it. So how can we bring this concept of the ikigai practically into our lives as we face, for example, career and life transitions? So I decided to decipher this myself, and I will share it with you now briefly. So ikigai is consistently found at the convergence of four elements, namely passion, which is what you love, mission, what the world needs, vocation, what you are good at, and profession, what you can get paid for. And research does suggest many positive results of finding your ikigai, including decreased anxiety, enhanced immune function, increase in life expectancy, improved resilience, and enhanced self-esteem and acceptance of adversity. So according to the concept of ikigai, the secret to a long and happy life is to live with purpose every day. And people can find different ways, different sources of this purpose. It could be in relationships or work, religions or hobbies, for example. So I take my clients through a step-by-step process to help them really determine their ikigai. And these are the steps that I take my clients through. The first is to identify what are your strengths or superpowers today, not what they were, let's say, 10 years ago. What are you naturally talented and skilled in? Make a list of all your great accomplishments and remember, you did this. Second is to identify what are your passions. Here, we can actually go back in time and remind ourselves, what were we like when we were a kid? What did we do for hours that we just, in such abandon and the time just went by so quickly? Can we bring some of that passion into today? What makes your heart sing, or when you are in such flow that the time just goes by and you're surprised by how it just went by so quickly? The third is to find your values. What do you value? And what do you want to contribute to the world? Who do you want to help? And what difference do you really want to make now? When we do some of these in-depth exercises to find our strengths, our passions, and our values, then we can follow by filling in our ikigai diagram. The ikigai is depicted in a Venn diagram, which I have placed in the show notes as well that you can take a look at. And there, it's found at the convergence, the point of convergence of four elements, as I said before. I'll go through them again. The first is what you love. The second is what the world needs. The third is what can you be paid for? And the fourth is what are you good at? So when you start to fill in these different circles, you'll automatically see overlaps in these four elements. And when you look at it objectively, it is amazing what you can discover about yourself. And you'll see these overlapping statements, and then you'll realize that this is really what defines your reason for being and forms the basis of what you should be doing moving forward. I have done this myself many times, and it has moved me from the scene where I described earlier, not being able to get out of bed in the morning, to where I am now, where I find real meaning and purpose every day. I've also helped many women to find their ikigai, and it's always, always a transformative experience. When we know what we are really here for, who we are meant to be and to do, then the path forward becomes very clear. As long as you're open to receiving whatever comes up, and you listen to your inner voice or that compass within you. When you do that, uncanny things begin to happen and circumstances will come your way and you will know exactly what to do. Finding one's ikigai is an ongoing process of self-reflection, and it is likely to change as your circumstances also change. Therefore, it is really beneficial to practice this exercise as often as you can so that you can continue to explore different possibilities as your circumstances change. As an example, I found that after doing this exercise recently, that my ikigai is to guide and coach people through their life transitions and to inspire people through my words, whether oral or written, and to create positive connections with people and communities in order to spread knowledge and understanding. And that is my ikigai. Again, our ikigai changes through different stages of our lives, and it's never too late to find yours. If you're listening to this and are willing to explore yours, take it from me, it will change your life. You are welcome to reach out to me and I can walk you through it in more detail as I do with my clients in my program. So I hope this message on this Monday has motivated you to take action to really figure out what your reason for being or ikigai is. And I'm here to guide you along the way. So in this episode, I referred a lot to energetic alignment, and I will continue to do so in future episodes. Because unless we are aligned with our inner selves, we really cannot find true happiness. Often, however, we have blocks which prevent us from being aligned, and these blocks are referred to as negative energy blocks. There are four main types of negative energy blocks, which limit the flow of positive energy and therefore limit our path moving forward. These four types of blocks are: number one, your inner critic or gremlin; number two, your assumptions; number three, interpretations; and number four, limiting beliefs. I have put together a free guide to explain in detail further what these negative energy blocks really are, and you can find them also a link to get this guide in the show notes. When you download this free guide, you will also receive a series of guided videos which will explain in detail how you can begin to reverse these negative energy blocks in your life for you to be able to move forward with positive momentum. So download the guide today, and if you have any questions or again would like further guidance on how exactly to find your ikigai, reach out to me today for a complimentary coaching session, and I'd be happy to take you through it. Until next time, my friend, stay well and stay motivated.